Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast. We have three reviews this week, but even better, I brought on a special guest, friend of the pod, Adil Rafai.
Hello, thanks for having me, Kenneth.
Of course, anytime. So one of the very few criticisms we got about our show in the past, we recently featured on a newsletter, and they said it's a great show, of course, la la la, but one of the things is that we don't have enough maybe banter on the show. It's too much one dude talking to himself.
Gotcha.
So I thought I'd bring you on and we'd have two dudes talking to ourselves and that would kind of spice it up. Maybe people would be more inclined to leave reviews.
Gotcha. So yeah, so bring me on to sort of alleviate the issue of you in your own little world.
Right.
So I'm going to talk to, you or to myself?
Well, you could talk to yourself also and I could talk to myself also. Okay. I guess, yeah, I'm not really sure. We can talk to each other or we can just talk to ourselves. As long as there's more than one voice, I think that's the main thing.
Gotcha, gotcha. And just so I know, I don't know if you said beforehand, what's the rating on this? Can I curse?
You can curse as much as you want. I've never cursed, but that's only because I forgot how to do it very often. So it's up to you. Yeah.
Can I say, and this isn't, I'm not trying to give you notes.
No, it's fine.
But I'll drop them if you're willing to pick them up. So I would say once I'm done with this podcast, which can't happen soon enough, once I'm done with this, perhaps when you talk to yourself, you can swear more. And I feel like the more you curse, the more, you know, the more, it's like, do you like heat in your food?
Hot milk or something.
Yeah, like hot milk. So it's like when you drink milk, you're like, I don't know, this is for a baby, right? This is child's play. This is for cereal. This is a catalyst for other, dry foods. But you put a little chili pepper in that milk. You put a little sriracha in that milk. Tapatito in your milk. All of a sudden, it's nice and spicy. So I think the curse words, your milk. You're basically, what are you, like 5'6"? You're like a 5'6" glass of milk. Put a little chili pepper in there, right?
Two or three inches.
Yeah, some audio. Curses are audio chili peppers.
Now, do you find that cursing, bring more reviews to your podcast? Is that a thing that people like to
do? Fuck yes.
Okay.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
I play Chunt on Hello from the Magic Tavern, and all the time I'm like, fucking shit ass this, right?
Okay.
And people eat it up. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah.
Okay, so should I just exclusively curse? Is there a reason not to?
No, I don't think you want to exclusively curse because then you're not injecting information into it, right?
Okay. I mean, technically, a lot of the curse words have a lot of information contained.
Yeah.
So, but different information, I guess, than just the curse words.
Yeah, because otherwise it's nonsensical. So you still need to string a sentence together, but you just need to add in those, verbal chili peppers.
Verbal chili peppers. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that, because I do eat pepper on occasion. I usually just eat the red peppers, not chili, so that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yep.
They're not as spicy, so... All right. Oh, but speaking of, you mentioned something. I forgot. I like to do plugs at the beginning in case people tune out by the end of the show. Mm. So do you have anything to plug or do you want to introduce yourself to people?
Yeah, my name is Adil Rafai. I'm a podcaster. I play Chunt on Hello from the Magic Tavern. As I mentioned, he's a shapeshifter, fantasy improv podcast. I also am the creator and host of a podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle, which is a terrible podcast about riddles and puzzles.
Okay, well, I think that we had a good banter there, some two dudes talking to ourselves. I think people want to get into the reviews, so let's jump in. I'll read you some reviews. You can tell me what you think. Cut me off if you want, whatever. Just let me know. Give me your, bantering take about how the reviews are.
Yeah, absolutely. And can we do a little bit of banter just to warm ourselves up?
Oh, sure. Sorry. So I'm not used to it because that's usually just me,
Yeah, of course. I feel like good banter is like, I used to work in an office job, a 9-to-5, and I feel like good banter always starts with small talk. We're going to do 30 seconds just to kind of, to prime the pump.
Okay.
And what I'm going to start is I'm going to start by just making small talk as if we're in an office cubicle, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Kenneth, there's cake in the break room.
Oh, is it someone's birthday or?
No, it's just cake.
Whoa.
Just someone brought a cake.
Crazy. Are you just showing off or can I have some?
What do you mean am I just showing off?
Are you always bragging that you're aware of cake? I don't always talk about it. First of all, you don't even work in my department. I don't know why you're here.
Okay, I get it. I was fired 2 weeks ago and suddenly I can't come to the office and
chat with my buds. If you were taken out with your buds, that's fine, but I fired you.
And I brought a fucking apology cake to make up for it.
Yeah, but this apology cake just said a curse word on it.
Kenneth, scene.
Oh, okay.
How you feel?
Nervous about the cake.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
Is that how it's supposed to do? You're just supposed to be nervous all the time?
You're supposed to be nervous, and banter should always escalate to a fight.
Okay.
Banter should end in conflict.
Okay, so after every review, we should be fighting.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, thank you. Great. Thanks for that lesson.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, we have three reviews. If you want to do all three, we can just do some if you're feeling feisty.
Let's do all three, yeah.
All right, cool. So since this is your first time on the podcast, you know, it's okay if you don't understand. A lot of these reviews explain the show.
I understand podcasting. I'm a fucking podcaster.
Yeah, okay. Oh, are we doing a banter?
No, this is just me being upset.
Okay, let me know if we're not doing banter so I don't
have to fight. No, we're fine. Let's keep going.
All right, this is a 5-star review on Podchaser by Corey Fausch Smith. What Mr. Eccles has done is truly unique in this podcast world. Everyone reviews podcasts, movies, etc. But there is only one show that reviews the reviews of their podcast, and it's brilliant.
Huh, interesting. And Mr. Eccles is...
Oh, that's me.
Your last name is Eccles.
Well, it's Eccle, but yeah.
It's Eccle. Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. I do want to apologize. I feel like I've come off... I've been a little brusque with you. I feel like I've been a little rude.
Okay.
I'm now finding out with your last name. Are you related to Jensen Eccles from Supernatural?
I don't think... Is he a fictional character, or is he...
That's the actor's name.
Okay.
I believe he plays Sam. So if you are related to him, I just want to apologize because I would never insult or upset a celebrity or someone who's related to a celebrity. So I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to apologize if I was a little too much up top. I do apologize.
Yeah. For the intents and purposes, I am related to him. So for your apology to ring true.
I apologize. And if I can ever visit the set in Vancouver, I would love that.
Yeah, I'll find out who that is and I'll ask
Thank
him.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. So this was Corey Feldman wrote a review. He said 5 stars. He really appreciates that you review reviews.
Mm-hmm.
How do we unpack this? I haven't listened to the show. How do you typically unpack a review?
What I do usually is I'll just kind of go over the talking points of the review and I'll talk about them. You know, like, okay, if you ever reviewed a movie, you talk about like the things that happened in the movie.
Yeah.
So I'll talk about the thing. So in this review, I'll walk you through the first one.
Yeah,
and then maybe
please.
You can do the second one on your own. Does that work?
Yeah, hold my hand.
Okay. I'm holding your hand. So right now he's like, truly unique in the podcast world. So that's really nice. It's a compliment. So you say, you know, this review is actually truly unique. You kind of turn it back on them, right?
Yeah.
Then
that's such a compliment. I feel like so often with reviews I get from my podcast or when people talk to me, you know, on the streets or at live shows, it's a lot of like, hey, fun stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like the word unique is a pretty incredible compliment because, you know, they're not saying good or fun or nice job. It's a very specific choice of words. They're adding some detail. And so I think unique should really be celebrated and elevated in terms of a really nice compliment. Nice word.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically unique could be loaded to be negative, but at least it's at least unique.
Here's what I found. When somebody says something is interesting, that's a fuck you.
Oh,
so
okay.
When I've made, you know, if I do like go to a potluck, like a friend's having some sort of Thanksgiving and I'm invited, you know, and I make my broccoli potatoes, with chili powder, people take a bite and they go, this is really interesting. What they mean is this is bad, but they don't, you know, they can't fake this is a good, they can't fake a smile, right? So they say this is interesting. Now, unique is similar to interesting, right? It's almost a synonym, but it sets itself apart in terms of I feel like it is celebratory. Unique, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. So unique and interesting are the two sides of the same word coin.
Yeah.
I like money. That's one of my things. Okay, so great. That's a great... Good. See, this banter is so much better already. I don't know why I didn't ever think to have a co-host. It didn't never struck me, you know?
Yeah.
So let's see. There's only one show that reviews the reviews of their podcast, and it's brilliant. So again, I'm just like, oh, well, thank you. There's only one review that reviews this podcast that you wrote, and that's from you, and it's brilliant.
So this is really interesting. Was that the end of the review?
Yeah, and it's brilliant was the end, yeah.
Okay. So this is really interesting because what we're finding out here, just based on my podcasting experience that I'm bringing to the table, when he says it's brilliant, what we can immediately assume is this man is British.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Yeah.
So I do want to walk back a few things. Now, unique was what I thought was a compliment. Now that I'm finding out this man is British, they call everything brilliant, right? So they'll be like, you know, one Brit will say to another Brit, like, how's your grandpa? And they'll be like, he died. And they'll be like, that's brilliant, right?
Oh.
So okay. They, that word, that's like the to them, or a, or, you know, it. Like it's mm-hmm. one of the most common used words in the Britain. So I feel like now I'm questioning whether or not unique was a compliment.
Oh, okay.
Because he is British, and British people don't like to reveal their feelings. They hold their cards very close to their vest.
Sure, sure.
So I feel like maybe that wasn't this. This is a joke. It's either a joke or it's a.
You think they're being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's okay. I mean.
Sorry, man.
No, that's cool. I guess it's so hard with tone on text, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's hard because, you know, it's hard to if there was an inflection or an intonation to this review, it'd be 5 stars. Oh, 5 stars.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, then that's really helpful. I appreciate it. So now once we've read and reviewed the review, we want to give it a rating.
Mm.
So now that we know all the things we know, we'll say, Corey, that review is like 5 stars.
Yeah,
I give you a review.
Five stars, but we're visually giving.
But we're like
down.
Visually, yeah, we have visuals, but they don't.
Yeah.
So they have to use our intonation, I suppose.
Yeah, but I would, and I would be like, my review of this review would be like, nice one, bruv.
Bloody. Oh right, because British. Yeah.
Bloody fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Apples and pears.
Yeah. British slang, the rhyme slang.
Right.
So apples and pears is, of course, what the Brits call stairs, where they're like, had to tumble down the apples and pears. Mm-hmm. So what would the British call a podcast review? We have to have a rhyme.
A pile of poo?
Yes. Kenneth, home run, first swing.
I'm kind of a basketball or baseball star, so.
Shit. Well, actually, we're talking about Brits, so it can't be baseball.
Oh, cricket?
Cricket. Bouncing a folly. I've never seen cricket.
No, it's not good. So
nice pile of poo.
Nice poo. 5 stars.
And the podcast rhyme would be Rod, because I think Rod Stewart's British, so it'd be like Rod Fast.
Rod Fast.
I'll send you a Rod Fast pile of poo, and that means podcast pile of poo. Or, I'm sorry, podcast review.
Rod Fast pile of poo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes
check
a lot of sense.
Done.
To me.
Next one. Next review.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Sorry. All right. So our next review, I'll read out, and then you can give your feedback now that you know how to do it.
Cool. Yeah. Is this changing from the first one?
It's a different review.
Okay. No, I knew that.
Okay. Is it changing? They have different words in it.
The first one we just did, and now the second one we're doing. You're telling me how we're gonna do it, even though we just did it.
Well, this last time I did it, now I'm leaving it all up to you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk you through it. You're free, off
great.
My leash.
Okay.
This is a 5-star you.
Sorry, off your leash?
I guess maybe it's like, I'm trying to think what a leash would be that's non-sexual and non-owning, but it's hard to imagine.
Well, who had that song, Freak with a Leash? That was Korn?
Yes, that was Korn.
Yeah, so I think if I'm a freak on a leash, then that's non-sexual, because... Korn, I don't think Korn's a very sexual band, and I think the song was like, so it's like a very guttural. It's like a friendship.
Yeah. So you're okay. I'm getting you off the guttural friendship leash.
Yeah.
So you can do this review by yourself.
Perfect.
Okay. A 5-star review by Bob TB, on Podchaser called. There's no titles on Podchaser. That's the thing. There's no titles like in iTunes. I don't know if you know this or not. It doesn't matter. We'll continue.
I knew it.
Something fresh and new. I love the concept here, and Kenneth has a great voice and delivery. It all sounds genuine. Background noise always reminds you that this is a real person. But what's blowing my mind is what came first, the review or the podcast reviews podcast.
Wow, lots to unpack here. So Bob TB, immediately, I've never in my life heard a name where the last name is initials, ever. So this man's name is Bob TB. We have to assume he has tuberculosis. Now, this is a man who's time traveling. He got consumption in the Wild West. He's traveled to the future. He's listening to podcasts. He says another thing that's kind of pinging my radar here, that's perking up my ears, is he's saying the background noise lets me know you're genuine. Is that what he said?
Yeah, sometimes I'll record my episodes outside.
If
someone leaves a review, tells me something to do, I'll usually go do it. And if it's outside, it's usually you can hear those sounds.
See, this seems like a note. Him saying, him saying, you know, the background noise lets me know it's genuine. That seems like it's a backhanded compliment, right?
Oh, I've never really been reading these as negative, and all of a sudden, you're seeing a lot that I've never seen before.
Did he say how many stars?
Five.
Five.
That's the thing.
This is another sarcastic. See, this is another sarcastic one.
Do you think he's also British with tuberculosis?
No, I don't think he's British.
Okay.
But it is interesting because he's Bob, right? I feel like a Brit would be named Robert. Although Bob Hoskins went by Bob. But it is interesting, you know, if I saw a guy who was like dressed in shabby clothes with like shit smeared on him, I might be like, oh, you're trying. Like, that's so cool that you're trying, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm really saying is like, this sucks, right?
Okay.
So it is... saying, you know, the background noise, that they can hear the background noise, that's a note they're trying to give you.
To reduce the background noise.
To reduce the background noise, yeah. So Bob, yeah, I think Bob's another prankster, giving you 5 stars so that you keep going so he can keep having fodder to make fun of you for. Can you read the last part of his review again?
Yeah. This part seems genuine, but I guess I could be wrong. What's blowing my mind is what came first, the review or the podcast reviews podcast?
Okay, that doesn't make sense. Clearly, the podcast had to come first for there to be a podcast review. So I think Bob's trying to be funny, trying to do like a chicken or egg situation, but it's not a one-to-one, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't say like, which came first, the pizza or me rubbing my tummy saying yum, right? It's the pizza.
Right. The pizza.
Yeah. Nice yes-anding. Thanks, man.
I actually am not an improv person, so I'm...
Oh, really?
I'm learning, you know?
Okay. Because your shirt says Comedy God, and it has an arrow pointing up to your neck.
I borrowed this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All my other clothes were burnt. So, Yeah. So now the review's done, what do you want to give it?
I'm going to give this 3.5 stars, because I feel like Bob... I feel like it was a longer review than the first one, and he's being sarcastic... But he's hiding it better than Corey Feldman did in the first review.
Okay, great. Well, we do have one last review. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, of course.
This one is a 5-star review by Ben Macer, and it says, "I appreciate brevity."
I appreciate brevity. Of course, this is based off the famous quote by Oscar Wilde, who said, "Brevity is the soul of wit." Of course, wit is short for witticism. Mm-hmm. Which is to say something funny. So, and brevity is long for short. So brevity is the soul of wit. So that's something a lot of comedians, of course, I'm a professional comedian. That's a thing a lot of comedians say is mm-hmm. brevity is the soul of wit. So so he's trying to be funny by leaving this is a very meta move. So this is uncharted territory so far. So the first two are pranksters. They're trying to have their laughs, their yuck yucks, give you 5 stars because they don't like you. They're setting you up for failure. But this guy, I can't get a grasp on. There's no foothold here.
It's too few words.
What was his name again?
Ben Macer.
Ben Macer. So far, and this is who knows for certain. I don't want to falsely label anyone with pronouns. But it sounds like 3 male names.
It does.
So we have to make some amount of assumption here. Again, I don't want to label anyone, but it sounds like you have mostly a male audience. Is that fair?
Actually, I have mostly a female audience. Is that a yes and?
Wow. Okay. Well, no, you're just giving me information. So.
Okay. Sorry.
So what is it about your podcast that you have mostly female listeners or female identifying listeners, but all your reviews seemingly are left by male identifying listeners?
Maybe females like to hear males' reviews.
That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't right. That doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. So yeah, okay. So we'll leave that one in the lurch because there's nothing there. We've cooked it. So okay. So brevity is the soul of wit. So I think this person is vying to be a co-host and wants to be a guest on the show. So they're showing you they can be funny by leaving a notable quote from one of the funniest people of all time, Oscar Wilde. Wilde, of course, when he was dying. He was dying in his bed at home, and there was some tacky wallpaper up, and his famous last words were, "Either the wallpaper goes or I do," and then he died.
So the wallpaper stayed.
So the wallpaper stayed, but the joke was like he couldn't tolerate the tacky wallpaper, So he was like calling it. It's almost like
he was pretending that he was choosing to die.
It's like he was Babe Ruthing it, right? But I think Babe Ruth hadn't been born yet because Oscar Wilde was from the olds. So I think
he's from England. So yeah.
So I think so this is actually pretty clever. So I'm on. This is my favorite review so far.
Okay.
Because it's a mystery, and again, I have a riddle podcast, and I love mysteries and riddles.
Sure.
So I think this person is vying to be a co-host. Would you ever have a guest that's a fan?
I guess so. I probably would treat them lesser knowing that, but I imagine that it would be possible to do. Yeah.
I also want to slightly backtrack to Bob Tugulskis's review.
Yeah, sure.
He said you have a great voice. I agree.
Oh.
Do you Oh, you sounded disappointed.
I thought you've been saying so many negative things. I was ready for a really bad football.
I'm trying to give you, it's not a compliment sandwich because it's been mostly negative, but it's maybe a compliment open face sandwich. So it's one compliment resting on a pile of negative bread. So I do think you have a nice voice. Did you ever do radio and what? How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Do you ever do radio in college or high school or something?
I've never done radio. This is my first radio attempt.
Okay. Are you a performer at all? Did you do theater? Did you do forensics?
I didn't do anything.
Huh.
I haven't ever done anything with the voice. I never knew about the voice until this podcast and people started talking about it.
Yeah, you have a really nice voice.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You do too.
Yeah, it's... Didn't seem
is that too late? Did I not?
Yeah, it seemed
okay. It seemed like Forrest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah. Okay. Well, so thanks. That was the reviews for this week. Thank you, Adel, for joining us today.
Oh, buddy, you fucked up. We didn't give it a review yet.
Oh, I forgot. I'm not used to not giving the reviews. So
wild
I assumed it
that
all.
I'm fixing your own podcast.
It's really helpful.
So
thank
Kenneth,
you.
Let's give this one a review. So this one. So brevity is the soul of wit. So for this review, we want to. We like it the best, but we're going to give it 1 star because anything more than 1 star is not brevity.
That's smart.
Yeah. So we're giving it 1 star, but compacted, what you can't tell over that 1 star is that 1 star is 5 stars layered on top of each other.
Okay.
So from
it's an open-faced 5-star sandwich.
Yes. So from a bird's eye view, it looks like 1 star, but if you were to look at it from the side, you see it was 5 stars stacked on top of each other because we love this so much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful insight, Adel. Thank you so much. I appreciate you've obviously gotten a lot of reviews, so you know how to approach these things. So I appreciate your expertise.
How many reviews do you have?
Sorry. I think something like 70 or so.
Oh, that's cute. I want to, before I leave, I just want to look up how many reviews my podcast has.
Oh, okay.
Do we have time for this?
Yeah.
How long do your episodes usually go?
They're usually like 5 minutes, but...
5 minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. But I'm a bigger name, so this is fine. So
I think people like short shows.
So Hello from the Magic Tavern has 8,900 reviews. Okay. So remember that number, will you?
No. Yeah.
8,900.
Yeah.
So 8,900 reviews. What was yours again? Sorry.
It's like 7. It's
like,
less.
Like 70? Oh, yikes. And then Hey Riddle Riddle. Hey Riddle Riddle has 1,800. So 8.9 plus 1.8. Okay, give me a minute here. So that's 9. So 10. 10,700. So my podcasts have a collective 10,700 reviews, and yours had almost 70.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me
on
the show.
I'm still working on it.
Huh?
Well, do you have any ideas for how to get more reviews like yours?
I guess they always say brevity is the soul of wit is one thing they say. And the other thing is content is king.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that means to you. Thanks so much for having me on, Kenneth. This has been a real joy. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, actually, you should check out Hey Riddle Riddle.
Ooh.
By Adel Rafai.
And leave a review, please.
Well, or if you leave a review for that, leave a review for this also.
A review of Hey Riddle Riddle on Kenneth's show. What's the name of the show?
Yeah, it's called Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast.
Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. So leave reviews for Magic Tavern and Hey Riddle on his show, just so I can be humble and kind of spread the wealth.
Yeah, the danger, of course, is getting more reviews for your shows on this show. But I guess...
Ooh, let's make that happen. That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah. So
we're about to hit 30 minutes. And you said this is a 5-minute podcast?
Well, sometimes the guests like to talk a little bit longer than usual. So,
oh, fuck you.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anything else you want to say before we go?
I just want to give a shout out to Jensen Ackles. Supernatural is one of my favorite shows. Sam is such a great character. Dean's a little bit more interesting, but Sam's so tall, and really good hair, really good skin, really good angry face. The way he holds his mouth is really angry and funny and very, very good. So just to shout out. Sorry, I'm nervous when I talk about celebrities. Shout out to your cousin Jensen. I hope to meet you sometime soon.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Oh, we'll see fuck. You know what? I just realized Jensen plays Dean. Jared Padalecki is Sam.
This is really embarrassing for you.
Oh,
this is such a shame.
I hate to hear that.
We'll see you next week.